Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It is December 2nd, 2015, and here's a look at our top stories.
Tonight,
you are vindicated. This has got to be the 50th time in the last 6 months on the radical Muslims celebrating, not just in New Jersey, but New York, Palestine, all over. What do you have to say? They're still attacking you.
People wanted me to apologize, and we can't do that. People like you and I can't do that so easily. Now, we can do it if we're wrong, Alex. You apologize. I'd apologize if I was wrong. But they were celebrating, and they were celebrating the fall of the World Trade Center. I think that's disgraceful.
Highlights from Donald Trump on the Alex Jones Show. Then, Obama says Muslims join ISIS because they don't have any job opportunities. Plus, the evidence is in. Russian satellite and aerial reconnaissance show convoys moving from Syria into Turkey.
To Turkey?
All that plus much more up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new groundbreaking gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
We begin our broadcast with some very serious news out of San Bernardino, California, where we have reports of multiple people being shot as we record this at 6:07 Central Standard Time here in Austin. Reports are that one person is in custody. These are the shooters. Two are dead, and maybe one is hiding inside of a nearby church. Of course, with these active shooter situations, it's a very fluid situation. Numbers change all the time, the number of victims, the number of suspects. So they continue to update this, and we'll bring you the newest information as it becomes available. A little bit about this shooting situation. It was happening at a Christmas party or a facility where a Christmas party was taking place for Teamsters. And they say the department SWAT team was training nearby. And as we have a report coming up later in our broadcast that details how they reported on Fox News that they have training situations there that go on pretty regularly, pretty much every month. They have some type of training situation. One of the witnesses was quoted as saying, oh, it's just another training situation, that you realize this was something that was going on for real. As of right now, they're reporting that the assailants were carrying AK-47 type weapons, and they were telling people to be on the lookout for the trio, but now it seems like they have caught the guys. At first, they were saying it was between one and three possible shooters, and I guess potentially four with the information I just gave you a little bit ago. But as I said, we will continue to update you on that information as it becomes available. Now, earlier today on the Alex Jones Show, Donald Trump paid us a visit. He called in from his, Trump Tower in New York, and he was telling us about his campaign for the next year. And regardless of what you think about Trump, I thought this was a really good interview, and they actually stuck to the facts. We'll detail this more coming up in our later segments. We'll have a segment of that you can watch and see for yourself coming up later on in our broadcast. Now, let's take a look at the Russia situation. Russia presents evidence of Turkish support for the Islamic State. Now, this is backing up claims that they made earlier this week. Vladimir Putin, who I'm not vouching for in any way, shape, or form, but he's saying, hey, we believe that these guys are supporting the IS, and they presented the aerial surveillance to document that fact. The Russians claim Islamic groups continue to receive significant funding, as well as weapons, ammunition, and other material nourishment for their activities. A large number of states, especially Turkey, are involved in funding terrorist activities. The Russian Federation's Deputy Minister of Defense said illegal oil revenue is the primary source of their funding, and they have irrefutable evidence presented, including space and aerial reconnaissance data, according to the Russians. So you can go to Kurt Nimmo's article and find out all that information on what's going on with the situation in Russia. Now, as we've been talking about for the past several weeks, the situation about what we're going to do with Syrian refugees. Are they going to come here? Are they going to go other places? And we're going to talk to Syrian Girl about that coming up in our later segments. But right now, we have ISIS. They're coming out and bragging that they're taking advantage of the migrant crisis to bring in sleeper cells to various countries. And no, duh, of course you're going to sneak in with all the good people. And as we always say, I'm sure there are plenty of good people out there, but you also have bad people mixed in. So if you're going to bring people into your country, you need to have some type of vetting process. If you go to a movie theater, they check your ticket because they don't expect you to be there on the honor system. It shouldn't be any different when you're entering a country, especially a foreign country. A newly uncovered 99-page manifesto produced by the Islamic State brags about how the terror organization has exploited the refugee program to send jihadis sleeper cells to Europe since 2012 with the goal of creating Muslim no-go zones in Western cities that can be used as a base from which to launch further Paris-style attack. Now, a few weeks ago, I guess it was last week, the guys went out to Paris after the horrific shooting that happened there, and they were documenting these Muslim no-go zones. You know, basically, yeah, Joe Biggs, Paul Joseph Watson, and one of our camera guys, Michael, two tall white guys and another white guy with all these tattoos on them, they pretty much stuck out in these areas. And they said they were being followed, people were being very rude to them, all types of different shenanigans going on. So actually, Biggs is out there in the streets right now, going to various places, trying to document these type of areas here in the United States. We'll have a special report from him coming up a little bit later in our episode. Now, as we talk about the Islamic State and any type of terrorist organization, I've heard some whoppers in my day as to why people do things like this. And now it's becoming a repeated talking point. Now it's coming from Bill Nye, the Science Guy, that people are flocking to the Islamic State because of climate change. Yes, this whole thing in Paris, referring to the UN Council there and how they have to tackle climate change, they're saying that people are becoming terrorists because of climate change. Now let's take a look at this clip from Bill Nye, then I'll give you my thoughts and analysis.
It's very reasonable that the recent trouble in Paris is a result of climate change. Small and medium farmers have abandoned their farms because there's not enough water, not enough rainfall. Young people have gone to the big cities looking for work. There's not enough work for everybody. So the disaffected youth, as we say, the young people who don't believe in the system, believe the system's failed, are more easily engaged and more easily recruited by terrorist organizations.
And it seems like just the other day I did a report on how college kids and high school kids are leaving their families' stable homes to go overseas and join ISIS. That has nothing to do with climate change or anything of the sort, Bill Nye the Science Guy. And as a kid, I love Bill Nye the Science Guy. We used to watch him all the time in school. But when I hear him say stuff like he did earlier this year, talking about how climate change is to blame for tornadoes and flooding in Oklahoma, there have always been tornadoes and flooding in Oklahoma. It has nothing to do with climate change. And I'm not a climate change denier. I understand that there are things happening with the weather and the climate in general. My position is putting out carbon taxes isn't going to do anything to stop it. Paying your carbon taxes to these organizations and these groups that are run by guys like Al Gore, where they sit on the boards. You ever wonder why Al Gore is out there pushing global warming so hard? Because he's going to make money off it as soon as they make carbon taxes a law. That's why I don't trust these guys. They're like modern day witch doctors. They say, hey, give me the money and I'll go out here and dance around and make it rain, or I'll make it stop raining, or I'll dry it out, or whatever it is they want to do at that particular time. These guys have no, I shouldn't say they have no control of the weather. We all know about things like cloud seeding and all that, but they don't have as much control over the weather as they want you to believe. They think if you pay them these carbon taxes magically on its own without any other assistance, the world is just going to become a better place. Nothing can be further than the truth. From the truth. Now let's talk about a similar comment. We heard what Bill Nye was saying there. Earlier this year, the Obama administration came out and said Muslims are joining groups like ISIS because of lack of job opportunities.
But we cannot win this war by killing them. We cannot kill our way out of this war. We need, in the longer term, medium and longer term, to go after the root causes that leads people to join these groups, whether it's lack of opportunity for jobs.
Well, we're not going to be able to stop that in our lifetime or 50 lifetimes. There's always going to be poor people. There's always going to be poor Muslims. And as long as there are poor Muslims, the trumpet's blowing. They'll join.
I disagree with that. I think people are joining groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda because they're being trained by the CIA. I think they're joining ISIS because people keep airdropping them grenades. That's why they're joining these terrorist organizations. They're pretty much wind-up toys, especially Al-Qaeda. You have groups that are going from country to country. They're in Iraq. They're going to Libya, And now in Syria, most of the Syrian rebels, as they're called, aren't even really Syrian. They're just jihadis. They move from place to place. They continue to fund them, give them everything that they need. And then they just go tear up a land. It's basically like having a walking bomb, you know, because a bomb isn't a precision weapon. You get a lot of collateral damage. So they just give these guys AK-47s, grenades and all that. They say, hey, go in here, oust this particular dictator or ruler or whoever they want to get out of the area. And then they come pick up the pieces afterwards. That's basically what Al-Qaeda is. But, yeah, they want to tell you these guys are joining the terrorist organizations because of lack of job opportunities. No, they're pretty much being employed by the CIA to begin with, especially Al-Qaeda. Now, let's talk about some domestic issues here. We know Black Lives Matter. And as I always talk about Black Lives Matter, there are plenty of good people in there. It's a grassroots organization that's just been co-opted by various people with various interests. But now we see a Black Lives Matter supporter who threatened to kill people at his school is now allowed back on campus. This is probably one of the most ridiculous stories of the day. 21-year-old Jabari Dean was arrested Monday after threatening to kill students and staff at the University of Chicago. Dean posted a message on social media over Thanksgiving weekend in which he laid out details in his plan to carry out a racially motivated rampage. This is my only warning, Dean wrote. And now he's being allowed back on campus. It's completely ridiculous, especially to all these people who always want to talk about school shootings. Why would you let this guy back on campus? It completely boggles my mind why they would participate in such an action. This guy needs to be banned from campus, flat out. But I guess it's just too politically correct to do that in this day and age. Now, a final story before we go on to Joe Biggs and his special report. I was speechless. Man charged with felony for passing out jury rights flyers in front of a courthouse.
Told me the bond. I was speechless. $150,000 bond for handing out a piece of paper on a public sidewalk. And speechless.
Speechless after charging $15,000 on a credit card to post bond. Keith Wood says all he was doing was passing out this flyer on jury rights, standing on this sidewalk outside the Mecosta County Courthouse.
There's so much good information in here.
And as the article points out, the man was charged with a felony for obstruction of justice and a misdemeanor for tampering with a jury. Now, handing out a pocket constitution or some type of flyer is not obstruction of justice. I remember those old Alex Jones videos. You guys can find them on Mike Hansen's archive on YouTube. And these guys would go out and hand out people, like pocket constitutions, and they want to arrest them. And the cops freak out like, oh, what is this? Are you threatening me to hand me this pocket constitution? Like, no, it's the Constitution of the United States, something that you swore an oath to. Why are you freaking out and trying to arrest me when I hand one of these things to you? And it's the same thing with this. Being an informed juror is not tampering with the jury in any way, shape, or form. But that's the point where we are in this country. We're having any type of education and trying to grow more in the laws of your land are considered enemy combatant status. So hopefully this guy will beat the rap and beat the riot. It's a completely ridiculous charge, and I hope he does make those guys pay for it. Now, as I said earlier, we go to Joe Biggs, who is documenting the American caliphate.
Joe, there was a report, and I mentioned it earlier in the broadcast, about Paris police telling Jews not to light Hanukkah candles in public spaces. There was a tweet that was sent out that said, Paris police order us to cancel most of our public Hanukkah candle lighting in the city in light of terror attacks and fear of additional attacks. Efforts are underway to approve a candle lighting at the foot of the Eiffel Tower. Joe, that's an admission that they've lost control in Paris, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the moment you stop doing the normal things that you would normally do, practicing your religion, day-to-day activities, that's when the terrorists win. That's what they want. Yes. They want to disrupt your day-to-day life. And the fact that the French government's going to come out and do this, the fact that they extended this whole martial law state for 3 months, not allowing people to congregate, not allowing people to be outside like that in large numbers, you know, giving the police the ability to go door-to-door without a warrant. You know, today in France, they just closed down 3 mosques, you know, so there's a lot of stuff going on, and it's people think it's happening over there, but it's got a very good chance of happening here in the States. You know, the way that Molenbeek in Belgium has been completely taken over, and it is essentially the jihad capital of the world. That kind of stuff can happen here. And,
and what you've seen when you went to Molenbeek, you saw the intolerance of people. They're telling you, you don't have any place here. Get out of here. And that's what we see is bringing in people by the millions into Western civilization in the name of tolerance, and we must not say anything bad about bringing these people in, and yet they're going to establish the most intolerant society. We have never seen anything like this anywhere in our lifetime, or many of our ancestors for multiple generations have never seen this kind of intolerance in the West. And it's an intolerance that not only extends to penalties and anger and harsh words, they will kill you out of their intolerance as well.
Well, exactly. Just like reporter Daniel Pearl. Daniel Pearl was actually investigating the guy who put these numerous compounds up in America that Mubarak Ali Jolani, part of Al-Fukra, helped start and fund here in America. Daniel Pearl actually went to Pakistan to go speak with his cleric and was abducted and then essentially murdered. And they believe that Jolani had a lot to do with that. Now, I was going to show you guys this. Inside the compound, they make their own paper. It's called the Islamic Post. And we found a very interesting article in here because it's titled, hold on a second, I got to go through this.
And the Islamberg, that is a private compound. It's not an incorporated city or anything like that, right?
Yes, it's a private compound. Now, it says right here, fear Sharia is coming to America, ? Too late, it's already here. Now, when I spoke with the sheriff of Deposit here in New York, the guy said that they govern themselves within this compound. So we said, essentially, if it gets to a point where they call the police, they will ask the police to come on and help them. But it doesn't happen. They're very secretive. And he said, whatever happens, whatever kind of violence, killing, murder, whatever it may be that happens there, they deal with it internally. So my next question to the sheriff was, is that basically Sharia law running their compound? And he said, yes, it is. And he talked about how they wear military clothing, garbs, and they also are a militant group of people.
Yeah,
so the fact that it is so secretive and that we can't get in there and find out what's going on.
Yeah, it's the fact that Sharia law, as we've seen in the community in Michigan, where they say within 500 feet of a mosque, you can't have any alcohol. And so that's changing everything about that small town. That is Sharia law. De facto. It's not de jure. They didn't declare it. They didn't say, we're erecting Sharia law. No, instead, what they do is they implement the different aspects of it whenever they get a majority in any area. We see the intolerance come out at that point.
Yeah, they were trying to compare it in the article, the Sharia law, to our U.S. Constitution. I mean, there's definitely some interesting stuff in this paper.
Shane Steiner's involvement with InfoWarsLife.com truly happened in an organic way. I went to high school with Shane, his brother, knew his parents well, and he was visiting the office once, hadn't been to the office in years, and said, wow, I notice you're making and selling supplements. Do these really work? Because I've tried a lot of supplements as a workout enthusiast, and I really think most of them are hype. And I said, here, take some home, try it. Well, a few weeks later, he came in blown away and said, I want to buy 3 boxes of this stuff to give my friends and family. It's simply amazing. He said, why does it work so well? And I said, listen, go to InfoWarsLife.com, watch the informational videos with Dr. Group and others. They understand how it all works. I know that it works for me. That's all I understand. The science, the facts, the research, people's testimonials, they're all on InfoWarsLife.com. You can check it out for yourself.
I wanted to go to the gym. I wanted to push myself and work out harder. And that led to me being able to come out and do stuff like the barefooting and the surfing and stuff like that, which what I would never done. I never would have done that 2 years ago.
Shane has said over and over again, more than just libido and energy, it made him want to get into the gym more. It made him want to get in better shape. And believe me, the Steiners have amazing genetics. His brother is a world champion steer wrestler. His dad, Bobby Steiner, is a famous world champion bull rider. They've got natural genetics. But when you added this to the mix, in Shane's own words, it took him to the next level. Shane noticed the mental clarity. Bobby was able to work out longer and gain muscle mass. He's already completely shredded. I gotta admit, for me, the biggest effect has been libido. Now, I've never claimed to have a body like some beach model, but back when I was 20, 22 years old and worked out every day, I looked great. But over the years, and being married, having three kids, and working 18 hours a day, I gained basically 100 pounds. And it's been a long process losing that weight in the last 4 years. But if you look at the photos and the videos of what I looked like 4 or 5 years ago versus today, the results are dramatic. I'd already cleaned up my diet. I was working out hard, but I'd only lost about 20 pounds. It was adding the other key ingredients from InfoWarsLife.com that helped me personally go to the next level and shed another 35 pounds.
This has actually made me feel so good that here lately, about a year ago, I started training jiu-jitsu, and that kind of led to doing some boxing and kickboxing. I mean, it's amazing that 2 years ago, I was on the couch and couldn't even tie my shoes, and now I'm training with MMA fighters and just doing stuff that I never thought that I would be doing ever again. So Super Male Vitality has allowed me to do some amazing things, and if it has those kind of effects for me, I know that it will do great things for you. So just try Super Male Vitality. I promise you, you'll love it.
And finally, let's look at Anthony Gucciardi, InfoWars.com reporter. He also works with Dr. Group and others, helping develop the newest, most cutting-edge, high-quality supplements. Let's take a look at what happened when he tried to barefoot ski for the first time with the Steiners. And remember, we're not making fun of him. He had the will to get in the arena, and he's lost more than 10 pounds in the last few years of fat and gained more than 10 pounds of muscle. And Anthony chalks it up to Super Male Vitality as well. Bottom line, folks, you want to discover the power of Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality for yourself by visiting InfoWarsLife.com today or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
President Obama has said he wants to bring a conservative 10,000 Syrian refugees here to the United States. Now, while this may seem like a humanitarian effort, you have to remember that it's Obama and his administration that are arming al-Qaeda rebels to go into Syria and tear up the location. They're burning Christian villages. They're chopping people's heads off, ripping out people's vital organs, and doing all manner of horrific things. Now, to talk more about this, we have Syrian girl Mimi Alaham. And thank you for joining us today, Mimi.
Thanks for having me, Jakari.
So it's a hot topic here in the States. I know it's very important to you as well. You know, what's going on with the Syrian refugees? A lot of people here in the States are concerned about what's going to happen if the people actually come here. We have many governors trying to refuse entering Syrian refugees. Meanwhile, Obama is saying, let's bring them here. Do you have an opinion one way or the other, whether they should be coming to the United States?
Well, you know, I think in the first place, we need to reframe the entire debate, because you have one side that's basically demonizing Syrians and the other side that is saying we should have complete multiculturalism and no nation state. You know, the left-wing protesters basically are saying that. And we have to actually take a step back and question, how did we get here?
Yes.
And that is by the creation of these wars and the promotion of terrorism in the Middle East. And, you know, there is an objective through these wars to force multiculturalism, force people out of their, you know, homelands without their will and put them somewhere else. And the reason for this is to annihilate the existence of nation states. And this is something that Zbigniew Brzezinski, he's one of the main founders of the Trilateral Commission and Obama's advisor, has always promoted, you know, that the nation state should no longer exist and should be destroyed. So before we, you know, get into whether this should come or not, you have to first, you know, ask how the Syrians themselves got to this situation. And they don't want to be refugees. Nobody wants to be refugees. And a lot of them are saying that they would love to be able to return home. If you heard them speak for themselves, you know, ideally people should be able to stay in the land that they love with their own family members. And the thing is, the idea that these refugees are ISIS and hence dangerous forgets the fact that the majority of ISIS is not even Syrian. ISIS came in from around the world to Syria. So this started with ISIS sympathetic Europeans and Americans going into Syria. And, you know, interestingly, ISIS has this multicultural, multinational, you know, ideology to it, that they don't actually believe that the Syrian nation belongs to the Syrian people. So, you know, it's like two birds with one stone. And with the Paris attacks, you know, so part of this debate of demonizing Syrians and, you know, it's actually on purpose, because it is one of the means in which to convince people that bombing Syria is the right thing to do. In reality, the right thing to do would be to stop funding terrorism and to allow the Syrian country to rebuild and for the refugees to be able to return home. Because even if the U.S., you know, accepts a few thousands of them, there is millions of refugees, and it's not going to solve any problem. It's just sort of like to alleviate the concerns of the, you know, left-wing do-gooders that now get to feel good about themselves because they got a few thousand Syrian refugees to the States, whereas, you know, they're actually
it's a half measure. It's a half measure.
Yeah, freezing to death in the camps in Turkey and Jordan for the last 3 years without any prospects of a future. You know, and some of these people have had their entire, like, livelihoods destroyed. Their homes, their businesses, and they have nothing. They're coming in with nothing. And it's not a situation that anybody actually wants to be in. So it's all being created by these wars. And one of the other thing I have to speak to is this idea that, you know, we should only, I've heard some U.S. politicians say that we should only bring in Christian refugees, or Christians should be prioritized. And again, that's part of an insidious plot to genocide Christians in the Middle East, which has been going on for years. You know, we saw it, the population of Iraq Christians basically wiped out and continue to be wiped out even before ISIS came into the scene. This is again, you know, part of that plan to remove the history of the Middle East, which is the birthplace of Christianity from the Middle East, and also to brain drain the Middle East by pushing out all of these refugees. Some of them, you know, there's a mixed bag of people. Some of them are poor, and some of them have come from, you know, educated backgrounds, and it's part of preventing Syria from being able to stand on its feet and rebuild by brain draining all these refugees. And not just Syria, all the Middle Eastern countries that have been suffering through war in the last few years.
And you make a very interesting point, because I tried very exhaustively to explain this to people, what you just said. It's the policies of the United States, and it's not all our fault, but, you know, a large part of it is, whether you talk about sending Al-Qaeda into Syria, you talk about drone strikes in Yemen and Pakistan, going down to Mexico, sending guns down there, Operation Fast and Furious, and it's not all Obama. You have the Bush family with Iraq, you have Reagan with Iran-Contra, so it's been going on for a very long time in many different places. But as you say, you know, Obama will go send a drone strike or send a jet to go blow up a hospital and say, oops. And then after he spends our tax dollars doing that, he wants to bring everybody here, like you said, to make himself feel better, to clear his own conscience. Meanwhile, he's double tapping the American people, saying, give me your money for these wars. And then after he tears up the country, use your tax dollars to fund the people or to house the people that I completely ruined their country.
Well, absolutely. Except I'm not sure that he has a conscience, but I'm sure that there are people in the United States that do have a conscience, and they might actually feel that it's the right thing to do, you know, to bring in these refugees, when really the right thing to do is to stop the wars. And the most ironic thing is some of the newspaper headlines coming from the UK and in Europe, when one of these children, Syrian refugee children, drowned off the coast, the headlines were, you know, bomb Syria for this child, which creates more refugees. So really the solution isn't talked about, and that is because they don't want a solution. They want to mix take people away from their homelands and mix up all the nations so that they can have the one world order. And you know, the other thing I wanted to speak to, part of it is the corporations as well. You know, they get to bring in people from everywhere and drop down the wages. And Syrians, the passport, as we saw from the Paris attacks, the Syrian passport is now very easy to fake. And there's no way of telling who is really Syrian crossing the borders. The United States doesn't really have a good relations now with the Syrian government, which is the only country able to tell you if that passport is real or not. So, but the other thing that really frustrates me as a Syrian is now, as a Syrian, basically everybody thinks I'm ISIS because of the Syrian name. It's just an association that people are making now, even though ISIS is something that we have suffered from, not that we have caused.
Absolutely. Now, Mimi, we have about a minute left, and I know another thing that's very important to you was the Russia situation. So what are your views on that?
I think, this so-called war on ISIS is really a war between the U.S. and Russia. And some of the people inside the U.S. State Department are so overzealous and basically insane that they are ready to start a world war and kill us all just so they think they can take over the entire Middle East and Eastern Europe as well. There's no balance of power anymore. We're really heading towards a dangerous situation.
Absolutely. Now, with the time we have left, tell people about your websites, your Twitters, and all that.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. It's always a pleasure to be on. My website is Syrian Girl Partisan Blogspot. My YouTube is Syrian Girl Partisan. My Twitter is Partisan Girl. Thank you so much again, Jakari, for having me on.
All right. Thank you, Mimi. Now, coming up later in our show, we have the special report, the interview of Alex Jones talking to Donald Trump, in case you missed it today. On the Alex Jones Show, they talked about all manner of topics, and now they're already being attacked for all manner of topics they didn't even discuss. I've seen articles out, 9/11 conspiracy theory, Bigfoot, Chupacabra, throwing the whole gamut out there, talking about things that they didn't even say in this interview. They stuck to the facts, they stuck to the real issues, and they talked about things that people really need to hear. Now, regardless of whether you think about Trump, what do you think about him or not, what do you think about his policies, this is a very interesting interview, and it would behoove you to stick around for it right after this break.
You guys have the exclusive for, which is a product called Deep Cleanse. And why I'm so excited about it is it's a unique formula, almost like the iodine crystals. We have two unique products that nobody in the world has. One of the most amazing ingredients in the world, and it's called Shilajit, and it's actually known as blood of the mountain or rock sweat because thousands of years ago, as a matter of fact, this ingredient was only given to the elite of the elite. Thousands of years ago, up in the Himalayan mountains and in Tibet.
And we wanted to put this in stuff for a couple of years, but we couldn't get an organic form.
Right. I mean,
so let's explain. I mean, this stuff's so good, we couldn't put it out for years.
Right. So I had to actually, it's kind of like the iodine crystals, finding a source deep in the earth that we could get the cleanest source available. But in Tibet and in Nepal and in the Himalayan mountains, thousands of years ago, they watched these monkeys, and during the summer months, the monkeys would go up into the mountains.
Now you're being racist against monkeys.
And they would pick this black substance from the mountains. And so, in Russia, they actually, it grows in Russia in the mountains and in the Himalayas and only in the summer. And Shilajit is actually the decomposition of up to 7,000 different medicinal herbs. So it decomposes, all these different herbs decompose in the Himalayan mountains and the volcanic soil up there. And what happens in the summertime.
So it's almost like an oil from.
Yes, it's high in fulvic acid, it's high in humic acid.
Because they're always claiming oil is really from decomposed animals and plants. There is some oil that is based from fossils, but most of it's really abiotic. But so this is a true fossil source? I mean, explain it to me.
It is it's really the decomposition, like I said, of over 7,000 different medicinal herbs and plants, and with the rocks and the pressure deep in the mountains, it freezes and during the summertime and the pressures build it up.
It oozes out.
It oozes out. So it literally oozes out of the mountain.
It's like rock sap.
It's like rock sap. It's black and it's highly nutritious. Even in the 1980s when the Olympic athletes in Russia were accused of being on steroids, they found out that they were actually been given Shilajit because it works as an anabolic as well. And it builds muscles. It's a big dose in there. The second big main ingredient in there is a volcanic zeolite concentrate. And what this formula is designed to do, the Shilajit and the zeolites have a real strong negative charge. all the metals and chemicals and PCBs and VOCs have positive charges. So these go in, they grab it, and then they safely eliminate it through the body so you can become healthy. I mean, this is an amazing formula. I wish I actually had it, but because this was an exclusive InfoWars Life product, you're the only one in the world that has this formula now. And, you know, there is going to be a limited supply available when you sell out because you can only harvest this once a year.
How do people take it? How is it recommended that this be done? Just a daily dose?
Yeah, daily dose. The instructions are on the label. You know, of course, I kind of modify it for each individual. It depends on what your lifestyle is. I mean, honestly, the best thing to do is for you to avoid all these chemicals and toxins in your environment and try to identify them and start slowly reducing them. But personally, I'm going to probably take it every day, every other day, and I'll probably go with about a dropper full to maybe two dropper fulls. And I don't expose myself to any chemicals.
InfoWarsLife.com. Please also support our local AM and FM affiliates. Support their local sponsors or become a sponsor and spread the word. Because these aren't just great products. This is how we fund this independent operation. We're not taxpayer funded like MSNBC or NPR, and neither is your local station. So support them, folks. This is a war.
Rob Dew reporting for InfoWars.com. Right now we have the active shooter situation going on near San Bernardino, California. 14 dead, 14 wounded. It looks like there's a breaking development. It looks like they might even have the suspects surrounded there in pursuit at this point. But here's what interested me the most about this today. Here is a clip from Fox News today. This is Shepard Smith. And wait till you hear this.
Check that mic and we'll get right back to him. A little bit of color while we wait on that. At first, a woman named Dorothy Vaughn assumed this was a drill, just like all the others at her work. She had had drills there. And at the Island Regional Medical Center, where she's a nurse, the Inland Regional Medical Center, they had drilled. The staff works with clients and patients of clients who are sometimes angry. They have active shooter drills in this facility every month or so. So she, Dorothy Vong, thought this was a drill. Quote, drill started, she texted her husband Mark around 11 a.m. She walked to a window nearby and filmed video as law enforcement sprinted toward the buildings. Oh, that is scary, a voice says calmly in the background. They're all geared up, someone else says, rifles and everything. In the background, somebody laughs. They still didn't know. Then the reality set in. She texted her husband again.
So there you go right there. Still didn't know. Thought it was a drill because there's tons of drills there all the time. What are the odds that where you have active shooter drills, you're going to have one of these events go live? Well, that's funny. Let's just look at this. Here's from this came out of this is Free Thought Project. Breaking SWAT team drill turns into real mass shooting scenario. San Bernardino, California. But you scroll down. What makes it noteworthy is the Paris emergency area personnel and ambulance crews were taking part in a simulated exercise on the very same day as the Paris terrorist attacks. On 9/11, the U.S. North American Aerospace Command, NORAD, was in the midst of an exercise drill called Vigilant Guardian, which coincidentally simulated planes being hijacked by terrorists. And here's another one. This is from PrisonPlanet.com. We reposted an article from Shepard Ambellus. Sandy Hook shooting active shooter drill confirmed by law enforcement raised a suspicion of false flag operation. You got into the bottom here. Here it was. This was, I think, 14 miles from the Sandy Hook location of an active shooter drill planning for the needs of children in disasters. So we see this happening over and over again. In the Boston bombing, you had the same thing where they were doing a bomb drill that they tweeted out, and then they tried to backtrack that and say it wasn't a drill. So we'll be keeping you up to date on all this and more. This is Rob Dew reporting for InfoWars.com and InfoWars Nightly News. Back to Jakari Jackson.
It didn't take long for the New World Order pawns to rally around their color revolution financier, George Soros. On Monday, Obama's State Department criticized Russia's decision to evict George Soros's Open Society Foundation. State Department spokesman Mark Toner said, "Today's designation of the Open Society Foundations and the Open Society Institute Assistance Foundation as so-called undesirable organizations will only further restrict the work of civil society in Russia for the benefit of the Russian people." Toner continued, "This action is yet another example of the Russian government's growing crackdown on independent voices and a deliberate step to further isolate the Russian people from the world." In November, Russia put the Open Society Foundations and the Open Society Institute Assistance Foundation on a stop list of undesirable foreign NGOs. Reuters reports, Russia's General Prosecutor's Office said the Soros outfits represent a threat to the foundations of the constitutional system of the Russian Federation and the security of the state. The Soros, quote, pro-democracy, end quote, track record includes underwriting color revolutions and stirring up social unrest in Serbia, Georgia, Egypt, Turkey, Macedonia, and most recently, Ukraine. In addition, Soros's NGOs have played a part in the social unrest in Ferguson, Missouri, and Baltimore, Maryland. Poland-based journalist and publicist Konrad Stasino wrote, "Every time I see George Soros saying something about democracy and European values, I know that something is going to happen. This is the case in Ukraine. When George argued that democracy is the most important thing, and when he says that European values are the most important, and that is why we must accept millions of refugees every year. How will it end? Probably as usual. Fires, riots, overthrowing governments, and total destabilization in Europe, more or less as it ended up recently in Ukraine." In May 2014, Soros told CNN's Fareed Zakaria he is responsible for establishing a foundation in Ukraine that ultimately contributed to the overthrow of the country's elected leader and the installation of a junta handpicked by the State Department. William F. Jasper of The New American writes, "The IRF, founded and funded by Soros, boasts that it has given more than any other donor organization to democratic transformation of Ukraine." Vladimir Putin said in a speech before a meeting of the Russian Security Council in November, "We see the tragic consequences of the so-called color revolutions and ordeals survived by the peoples of the states that faced these irresponsible experiments of covert and sometimes even overt interferences into their lives. This is a lesson and warning for us, and we will do everything possible to prevent this from happening in Russia. At the very least, Americans should be outraged by Soros's unabashed fueling of division in their own country, as our hijacked government continues to protect his minions." A Black Lives Matter supporter who threatened to massacre 16 white students as a part of a revenge attack for the shooting of Chicago teen Laquan McDonald has been allowed to return to campus by a federal judge. 21-year-old Jabari Dean had written on social media, "This is my only warning. At 10 a.m. on Monday morning, I'm going to the campus of the University of Chicago. I will be armed with an M4 carbine and two Desert Eagles, all fully loaded. I will execute approximately 16 white male students. I then will die killing any number of white policemen that I can in the process. This is not a joke. I am to do my part to rid the world of the white devils. I expect you to do the same," the Post stated. That, in a nutshell, is what you can expect resulting from the dirty deeds of one George Soros. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security while sticking our hands down on the pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or
accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's at the root of all our problems.
It's time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved.
Some of these same voices also do their best to gum up the works. They'll warn that tyranny's always lurking just around the corner.
Tyranny with a capital T.
You should reject these voices.
Everything that's been done with torture, rendition, the NDAA, the Patriot Acts 1 and 2, from day one was focused on the American people, period. That's it. It's always been about erasing the Bill of Rights and Constitution and rolling out NSA spying publicly, saying it's for Al-Qaeda, rolling out torture, saying it's for Al-Qaeda, but it's really for the general public, rolling out total control and the end of any underground free market systems in the name of fighting Al-Qaeda, but really shutting down any type of free commerce. This is all about converting us from a free society to a tyranny with a capital T. I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
And why wearing a Hillary for President t-shirt might get you punched in the face.
They thought it said Hillary for President. He said, I was seconds away from sending my bar back over here to punch you in the face. Since you're wearing a Hillary for Prison shirt, you don't have to buy drinks here. Everything's on the house.
Hillary for President!
Hillary's not surging, I tell you that. They're not saying that. They're not saying that. Thank you.
Donald Trump endorses Hillary for Prison. Get your Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt at the InfoWars store. And on the back it says, legalize freedom. Show your disapproval of Hillary by buying your t-shirt today.
But what she's done is criminal.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
As promised, we have an excerpt of Donald Trump on the Alex Jones radio show today. But first, let's take a look at some of the hit pieces that they're already coming out with, many of which don't have anything to do with the interview that actually took place. This one right here. This one is attacking Alex for his views on 9/11, Oklahoma City, and the Boston Marathon attacks, even though nothing of the sort was even mentioned during the interview. Also, we have people reacting to the interview on Twitter. Many comments here. We don't have time to go through them all. One of my favorites, Donald Trump and Alex Jones are geeking out about precious metals right now. Goodness, they use the Lord's name in vain. If anybody doesn't know, rare earth materials that are in your cell phones, your laptops, all type of electronics, your TVs, are so serious that it was actually the subplot of the Black Ops 2 video game. people have considered armed conflicts over rare earth materials, and why we don't have them is actually something that's very interesting and you probably should know about. Not that this person would take any time to learn about it. Also, this one, once again, talking about things that didn't even take place in the interview. They're attacking Alex for wearing his Joker makeup when he made fun of Obama, and also talking about a one-world government. As we're talking about Obama, you can go on YouTube right now, as soon as you finish watching this video, and see Obama talk about, well, we're trying to get to the type of world government that we'd all like to achieve. One world government, right there, Obama said it. I'm not saying it's already happened. George Bush Sr. talked about a new world order. Joe Biden talked about a one world order, new world order. So you can find all that stuff. But here's a clip of Donald Trump on the Alex Jones Show.
And he joins us from Trump Tower in New York City. He is the leading 2016 Republican presidential contender. Donald Trump, again, joins us. And I've got so many questions. But first off, Donald, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alex. Great to be with you.
I've got so many questions, but you are vindicated. This has got to be the 50th time the last 6 months on the radical Muslims celebrating, not just in New Jersey, but New York, Palestine, all over. What do you have to say? They're still attacking you, though. We've got Dan Rather on video. We've got New York Post. We've got Washington Post. We've got, what's going on here?
Well, I took a lot of heat and I was very strong on it and I held my line. And then all of a sudden, you know, hundreds of people were calling up my office. I was the other day in Sarasota, Florida, and people are in line and we had 12,000 people, which is fantastic. And the people were saying, many of the people from New Jersey, four or five people said, Mr. Trump, I saw it myself. I was there. They talked about Patterson, but they said, I saw it myself, Mr. Trump. I was there. So many people have called in and on Twitter at Real Donald Trump, they're all tweeting. So I knew it happened and I held my line and people wanted me to apologize and we can't do that. People like you and I can't do that so easily. Now, we can do it if we're wrong, Alex. You apologize. I'd apologize if I was wrong. But they were celebrating and they were celebrating the fall of the World Trade Center. I think that's disgraceful.
It is. And that same week you were reporting on that fact, we had two different international football games, soccer games, with the Turkish fans and others during the moment of silence for the dead people in Paris chanting Allah Akbar and booing. So did that not happen too?
Well, that happened and everybody saw it. That was a week ago and the players were out on the field and they couldn't believe it. They were embarrassed. They didn't know what to do. The coach and the managers, they all apologized, but it happened. Look, we have to deal with reality. And, you know, it all started because I said we need surveillance. We need proper surveillance. We have people that truly are evil. And they're coming from someplace, and you know sort of where they're coming from, at least the vicinity. And I said, we need proper surveillance, whether it's a mosque or any place else. We have to be surveilled, and we have to see what's coming at us, because we're not going to have a country anymore. Between the weak borders that we have, the pathetic and weak borders where politicians are afraid to do anything about it, between all of what's happening with radical, you know, you look at what's going on. You have a president that doesn't even want to talk about, you know, the radical Muslim stuff. He doesn't want to mention the word. He doesn't want to say it. But you look at what's happening where we have a president that's over there celebrating global warming and trying to get everybody excited about global warming. Like, that's our number one problem. He considers that to be our number one problem. And our number one problem is what's going on where they want to blow up our cities and they want to blow up our country. That's our number one problem.
It's now in mainstream news, Associated Press and others are reporting that it's a secret deal with Turkey, with the Germans, with Merkel, the admitted socialist, to bring in millions of radical Islamists. They admit almost all of them are Sunni. They basically invaded Syria. They're getting their butt kicked by the Russians. So now they want to flee up to the north into Turkey. You said months ago, bomb the oil of ISIS, and the mainstream media laughed because you said the sky was blue again. Now the Pentagon says that's the right thing to do. And now you've come out saying, quote, it looks like that Turkey's on the side of ISIS, close quote. Well, that the next day the Russians released satellite photos documenting that there are literally thousands of trucks coming up to the border at these huge terminals connected to Irgun, the president's son, making billions of dollars total off of this. Again, you're in trouble for saying the sky is blue.
One thing with the oil, it's sort of, because you've covered it. For 3 years, I've been saying hit the oil because ISIS is getting strong and they're no JV, as the president said, and they're certainly not contained. But I said hit the oil and hit them hard. And they laughed at me. And they would put generals on television saying, no, that strategy wouldn't work. Well, after Paris, they started hitting the oil. And it does work. The problem is we've given them a two-year edge. They have billions of dollars.
The Russians started hitting the oil for 1 month, and ISIS is already rolling over. So Putin is following your strategy. You know Vladimir Putin well.
We should have done it 2 years ago, Alex. That's the only problem.
Donald Trump joins us live. Can you speak to, as president, what your relationship would be with foreign leaders and what you know about Vladimir Putin? Because all I know is, why are we starting a fight with Russia when they're not doing anything to us?
Right. Well, number one, and just to finish on the oil, by the way, I say hit the oil, but we should keep the oil. In other words, we should keep. We'll get ExxonMobil. They'll go in. We'll get other of our oil companies. We'll get some of the great oil companies. We bid it out. We should keep the oil. You know, in the old days, to the victor belong the spoils, right? We don't have that. We go in, we fight a war, and we leave. We get nothing, except we get debt and we get deficit. That's all we get. I think I get along great with people. I mean, I will probably get along well with him. And if I don't, somebody else will. And who knows? You know, he's a difficult cookie. He's tough and he's smart. I was on the show 60 Minutes with him recently, not together. I mean, they did him and they profiled me at the same show, which was that we were stablemates, right? But I think I'd get along very well with him. I think it'd do fine. Look, here's the thing. We lose with every country and yet we don't get along with any countries. China is killing us. Everybody's killing us. China's just beating us to a pulp on trade. Japan, Mexico is killing us. And yet we don't get along with anybody. With me, they're not going to get so rich. Believe me, they're not going to get so rich at all. We're going to take back our jobs. We're going to take back our manufacturing. We take back our base. But they'll like us more than they do now.
The more I research what you've actually said and done, it's amazing. You were the only leading American figure who openly said, do not go to war in Iraq. They had almost, 90% votes in Congress for it, bipartisan. You said, don't do it. Iran will take over. Look, you can say that today, and everybody can say that, but you said that in 2001, 2002, 2003, when it was very unpopular, because you've done your research and had good advisors. How did you know that when almost no one else did?
Well, first of all, I'm the most militaristic person there is. I'm going to build the military. If I win, I'm going to make our military so strong, so powerful that nobody's going to mess with us. We're going to take care of our vets and all of that. But I have to tell you, you have to know if you're going to go to war, you have to do it properly and you have to know what to do. I viewed it as this. Iran and Iraq were the same in terms of strength. And they'd constantly fighting. That's all they do is they fight, right? They go to war all the time and they'd move 10 feet left, 10 feet right, 10 feet left. Then they'd rest. And then they'd start it again 4 years later. This has been gone on for forever. And this is the way it is. I said, if you take out Iran or if you take out Iraq, either one, you're going to destabilize the Middle East. Well, we took out Iraq. And by the way, Iraq has the second largest oil reserves in the world. People don't even know that. So we gave incredible. We took out Iraq. I said, you're going to destabilize. Well, and I said, and you'll know this, and you know this, and I appreciate what you just said. Then Iran is going to come in and Iran is going to take over Iraq. And they're just taking it over right now. As we speak, they're taking it over. Iran is running Iraq and very soon will be virtually going to be totally running Iraq, especially after all of, the deal we just made, which is the worst. So I said, keep the oil. And I said, if you're going to leave, you shouldn't have gone in, but they should have left soldiers behind, 20,000 or a certain number of soldiers. But if you're going to leave, take the oil. And I've said it. Then they left. They didn't take the oil. So ISIS got the oil. Iran is getting the oil. Everybody's getting everything but us. So we lost thousands of soldiers. We spent $2 trillion in Iraq. We have wounded warriors who I love all over the place. And what do we get out of it, Alex? We had nothing. We had nothing.
So, no, the French and the Germans are getting the oil and the Iranians are getting the oil.
And you know who the number one customer for the oil is? Guess what? China.
And that's it for our show tonight. But be sure to go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get yourself a free trial. You can get the Alex Jones Show, the nightly news, the special reports, the rants, all right there at PrisonPlanet.tv. And also don't forget the Alex Jones channel on YouTube where you can see all the great reports there as well. Well, I'm Jakari Jackson from the InfoWars Command Center, and we'll see you again tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Central.
Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams apiece. It has 3 milligram, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.